We are learning Masechta Pesachim Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and we're continuing Pshat in the Mishnah. The Gemara is continuing Pshat in the Mishnah. So the first part of the Mishnah was about all the things that are Mutar Bahana, or at the time Mutar Bahana. Then it says Ovez Manoi Oser Bahanosai. After the Zman, it's Oser Bahana. So Gemara says Pshita. Rashi is not Geris Pshita because it's a Chiddush that's Oser Bahana after Zman. That's all Pashit. The Rashi says the Tana basically holds Mutar Bahana Kol Shiva. So he's not Geris Pshita, but we'll tell you what types of Pshat in a second. But meanwhile, we'll learn without Rashi's Pshat of Pshita. Ovez man, osa ban osoi, lechvich l'shaas d'rabbanon. It's teaching us, even m'shaas d'rabbanon means the sixth hour, which m'drabbanon's osa ba achila, it's also osa ba hana at that hour. The Omer of Gidol Omer Rav, Chir Vayay, Yisib Omer V'yechon, m'kadesh m'sheshoyis v'lamayilav. Someone's m'kadesh from the sixth, beginning of the sixth hour and on. I feel with chitik or denaisa, even with chitik or denaisa, which means chitim that were very hard, but they got wet, so a choshesh does chametz, ain choshesh no kedushin. It's not a good kedushin. So you see, Rashi says, obviously we're talking about the beginning of the sixth hour, because after the sixth hour, it's pashut. You wouldn't need Rav Gidol to tell us this. So Rav Gidol is saying, v'shem Rav Yechanan, that mekav sheshoyis v'lamayla, beginning of sheshoyis, osa bahana, and that is pshat in our Mishnah, ovaz man, osa bahana, so it means even by the beginning of sheshoyis, the Rabbanon. But Rashi learned there's no pshita. What? Right, that's the Rashi said before. I'll call Makarish after Rabban. That's the Pshat, why it works. But Halacha is Asa Bahana. Now, Tosfos brings down Rashi, it's not Geres Pshita, because it's not so Pashut that it's Asa Bahana. You have a Talatos. But Tosfos says, Pshat at the end, because there's a Tana in the first Perek that says, Sarfin Chametz. So you see it's Asa Bahana, because since you have to burn it, that mandiyama must hold isvano, because if you're basically it holds no isvano, you don't have to burn it. You could just give it to your kelev or sell it to a guy. So vice does the Mishnah in the first parak saying sarfa akarcha means isvano. That's what the Mara's kasha pshita is. We know it already from the first parak. That's the way Tosfos learns the kasha pshita. And the Mara's taratiri is teaching us that shoyis darabanon is also bahano. And it makes no difference la mice between Rashi and Tosfos, just if the Mara's kasha pshita or not. Then the Mishnah says, not only is Asa Bahana, but I also can't heat the Tanur with this Chametz. So Yasek by Tanur Mekarayim. The more Pshita, it's Pashut. It's one of the Hana. What's the Shaila? Lo Tzrich L'Rav Yehuda. The Amma Im Bir Chametz El Sreifa. Yehuda always that Bir Chametz is Mitzvah B'Sreifa. So Saka Dachem, you know, Hoyle V'Amra Yehuda Mitzvah B'Sreifa. So V'Hadik Asar Lo, after you burn it, it's Nasa Mitzvah, sorry. And L'Sani Minei, you should have enough of it. Kamash B'Law, and the Asar Bahana, even while you're burning it. So this, there's no Rashi here, so you have to see Tosfos here to explain this. Why Dafka Rav Yehuda is this having? You know, so Tosfos says, B'shem Rav Yehuda d'amah chomitz b'sreifa afre mutter. The Afer is mutter. The time paragraph of Tamura called Srafim afre mutter. The Gesagadad, you would think that while you're burning, you also can have anah. But if you're Rabbanon, there's no Havamina that you can have anah while you're burning, because the law is that anything from Nekbarim, then the Afre is Aser. So if anything has to be buried, doesn't have to be burnt, then the Afer is Aser. So here, there was Pasha that would be Aser Bahana. So therefore, it's only a Havi Rabbi Yehuda that would be Mutter Bahana, because the Afra is Mutter. Kamash Flon, that while you are burning it, it's Aser Bahana, because it still has a Shem Chametz to a certain extent. And therefore, it's Aser Bahana, Meshas, while you're burning the Chametz. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. So Dr. Maravaita, coming up is from the more famous Sugyas in Shas. It's a Sugya of Chizki and Rav Avoh. How do you know that chametz and pesach are aser bahana? So Rav Chizkiya says it's a special drasha by pesach. Shenema lo yeochel chametz. Don't say lo yeochel chametz. The lashon of the pasuk is lo yeochel chametz, and we darshan it should not be cause you to eat in any way, shape, or form anything. Lo yehi beheta achila. And if you have hana, usually it translates into money. What I do with money, I buy food. So that's a way of eating it. Even hana translates into eating it. So I'll read Rashi. Rashi says, "Mekarina lo yeachal mash lo yehebe heta maybe they shum achila." Shouldn't be a heta that brings you to any type of achila. V'stam hanaois l'day achila heim bayis. Most hanaois come at the end of the day to eating. Shalekech medam v'dva meichel. Most money is spent on food, and therefore you're going to come to food. It says, by chametz, you can't have any shaykhis. Therefore, you can't have any hana. That's how Chizkiya learns. You have a special drasha by chametz that lo yeochel means, it says, don't say lo yeochel. It's lo yeochel, teach us isa hana. Time with the kosher chmona lo yeochel chametz. How lo yeochel lo yeochel. If didn't say lo yeochel, have a mina isa achila mashma, isa no lo mashma. That means, according to Chizkiya, a classic lo yeochel in the Torah does not mean isa hana, only means isa achila. For example, if you have a pasuk that says you can't eat giranosha, is it also bahana? So Chizkiya says no. It's lo yeochel means it's eating. It doesn't mean hana. Only by chametz says lo yeochel. And this argues on Rav Avoh. Pliga de Rav Avoh. On Rav Avoh, kol makom, anywhere in the Torah, shenema lo yoichal, or lo yisoichal, or lo yisoichlu, echad issa achila, ve'echad issa hanah mashma. It includes everything. Any hanah. Achila doesn't mean like specifically achila. Any hanah means. Achi yaparach la kosov kaderach yaparach la veilon. Until the Torah specifies that it's mutter to eat, just like it specifies by nevela. And to bring the raya Rav Avoh, we'll have a long brisa, and we'll come back to the raya at the end of the Amid. The Tanya, lintan a brisa. Loisoichlu kol nevela. You should not eat the person not eating nevela. That means a behemoth that died without shechita. Leger, what you do with it? Leger shav shirecha titnano va'achle. You should give it to the ger who lives by you. That means a ger taishav, like Rashi says. It means a person who's a non-Jew who was mekavel not to do avodah zara. So he's called a ger taishav. You should give it to him for a present. Oy machal anachri. Or sell it to the non-Jew. So it's clearly mutavahana. But the Braisa analyzes this pasuk. It says, you're not eating nevela, you give it to a ger, or you sell it to a goy. Ainli a leger v'nesino, all you see from here is that you're allowed to give it to a ger taishav, v'nachir v'mechir, you're allowed to sell it to a goy. What about leger v'mechiro menayim? Can I sell it to a ger? Maybe I have to give him a present, I can't sell it to a ger. Tamaloyma leger asher b'sharecha titanena oy mechar. You read it together. It says in the pasuk that Leger Asher B'Sharecha Tenen of Achla Oymachal and Achri Ki Am Kar Hashem Lekecha. So you learn Leger Asher B'Sharecha Tenen of Achla Oymachar. It goes both things, and the Gemara says the opposite. The same is true the opposite way also. Lenachri B'Nasim Menayin. Hey, let me give a present to Goy Menayin. Tamalayim to Tenen of Achla Oymachar Lenachri. So it's going back on both. Going to, you know, in front. The titnen of akhla is going when it says afterwards lenachri. Titnen of the present of akhla yimachar lenachri. Nimsis ataimer echad ger veechad nachri bein b'mechira bein b'nesina. Divi ramei. So you see from here that echad ger veechad nachri bein b'mechira bein b'nesina. Divi ramei. That's what ramei holds, that it makes a difference. Rav Yehuda Emeno, Dvaram Kiksavam, that you only have a ger b'nesina lenachri b'mechira. Now I give it to a guy but a present. And even as a tzad, you know, I'll sell it to a ger. He says, this is the way it is. The way it's written, that's exactly how it's supposed to be. That's what Yehuda should do. Chalik's Rav Yehuda, if the nevela has to be exactly like this, that you only let it give it to a ger and sell it to a goy. But you can't give it to a goy and you can't sell it to a ger. My time with Rav Yehuda. What's the time of Rav Yehuda? Yisak Adayta, because he says, you know what? Because if Rav Meir's drasha is true, that both Titanena and Machara are going on both of them, why does it say oy? Either give it or machar. What's oy machar? Oy lamali shmamnel dvaram kiksavam. That's very specific. It's very exact. That the ger gets a present and the nachri gets it sold to him. That's a Rishita, because it shouldn't have said oy. So what's Rav Meir do? What does Rav Meir say? Rav Meir, you're right. Shouldn't have said oy. Just says oy to tell you that it's a better. It's a better choice to give it to the ger than to sell it to the goy, because he's someone that you want to take care of. But Rav Meir, oy lahak masina the ger lemechir the nachri. So Rav Yehuda said, if that's the oy, so then maybe Taka means going on both the oys for that. Rav Yehuda, ha'lo tzarech kra, to say that the ger goes first, it's not a pasuk, it's a svara. Given the ger at the mitzvah lachiyosai, the nachri iat the mitzvah lachiyosai, lo tzarech kra, you're only a pasuk, it's a svara. So Adkan, this Brisa, the reason Machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. And a Rav Avoh is going to be a raya from here that Evi Lo Yisoycha means Issa Hano. So Gemara says, Fira Rav Meir is a raya, Rav Yehuda is not a raya. Vizlo Rav Meir, Dama Echad Ger, Echad Nachri, Bein Mechir, Bein Mesina. So Me Itzra Kral, Le Mishra Nevela Vano, this is the Torah had to tell us, that's what the Vano, Ha Kol Isurim Shiva Torah, Asurim, Bein Mechir, Bein Mesina. Since you need the Torah to specify, you're allowed to give it to the Ger and sell it to the Ger. And like give it to Goy and sell it to Goy. So it must be, what do you mean? Obviously, it's mutavana. Torah says it really would have been asa bahana. Like evi lo yisaycha in the Torah. By nevela, special heter that you're allowed to have hana. Ela Rav Yehuda modvarim kiksavim mudasa, that's specific. Maybe really everything's mutavana. Here we're just telling us how to do it. So then you don't know kol surim shim b'tayra. How kol surim shim b'tayra lamali? You don't know all surim b'tayra asa bahana. Because are you telling me why it's specified? Because tell you halacha. Advarim kiksavim. I can ask me if you're a mayor. Also, maybe he's telling you kadima. Maybe he's telling you kadima if you're a mayor. So Taisa says no. That Taisa has a kasha. Tamele the mayor nami yiksha albaram Taisa itzuch lakdum inesina deger. So he says if the Torah didn't write anything, I would know misvara lakdume. The Torah shouldn't have said anything. Now the Torah said all these things, you have to specify with an oy, because if not, we think it's going back on both and it's equal. But if it didn't say anything, then you wouldn't know Masfara. So Fira Meir, if Taka the fact was, everything's Mutabano, you didn't have to say anything. And since we had to tell you that a ger and a nochri is mutter to give it to them or sell it to them, it's a raya, the Eviloi Soichal means Isser Hano. And that's where Avo's Makar, the Fira Meir. Fira Yehuda, what's the Makar? So the Gemara. This is why a treifa. A treifa is a behema that you shecht, but it had a fatal sickness or something wrong with it that was going to die within the year. It's called a treifa. Now let it eat it. So mekelav tashlichon oisai, and especially word oisai. Oisai at the mashal kelav, yet the mashal kelav calls him a tara. It's a diak. You only allowed to give treifa to a kelav, but all of the surim is asavana. That's a diak. Now Rashi speaks out. If you just said a kelav tashlichon. So why you say that's lona raya? Because why I have to give a heter? Hano, it must be another hano for treifa. So that wouldn't be raya. Because maybe the Torah is telling you that you should not give it to a kelev because the kelev didn't bark when the Eden went out of Mitzrayim. And the Torah gave schar for every person. Rashi even speaks out that the nichbat schar a kelev min ha'ivu chavim, because an avail has to be sold to a guy. He gets it for free. That's what Rashi speaks it out. His presence is even better. But that, just said that, you would say that's what it's for. But now it says, oisoi, it's a dir. Oisoi at the mashal kelev, yet the mashal kelev calls sum shivatayro. Rameyer, Rameyer tines back. So what does Rameyer do? Rameyer learns out from there that everything else is bahana. So why does Rameyer need the word oisoi? So Rameyer uses oisoi for something else. Oisoi at the mashal kelev, yet the mashal kelev shulun chenishtu bazar. The loch is, that chulin was shechted by Zara is also by achila. You learn that from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Hiyirchak mincha hamakim v'zavachta va'achalta." And it's a diak. Dafka, when you're far from the Beis Hamikdash, you can shecht and eat. But when you're in the Beis Hamikdash, you're not allowed to shecht and eat. So we make a drasha that oisoi, kelav shechun oisoi. This type of mechitza treifa is always called coming out of its mechitza because basa b'sada treifa. It's in that pasuk, which sounds like b'sada. It has shaykhs to mechitzas. So we learn that from there also, because we learn a pasuk, from that pasuk, the uber stuck out in the hand, b'shash chita, it's learned from that pasuk. So you learn the diak to other things that have to do with mechitza, which is chulun shishtu ba'azara, something to do with mechitzas. In the mechitza of Mikdash, it's awesome. So we're learning that from the oisai, the dafka, this type of thing, like a treifa, is mutter. Masha enkeng, other things that are mechitzadik, like chulun shishtu ba'azara, will be asur to eat on. That's the teaching of the Chulun Shabbat Zara will be Aser Bahana. So Rameyer is saying you don't need it to teach us Kol Tarek Gula, but you need it for Chulun Shabbat Zara. Ve'idach, the Gdir doesn't say Lashon of Loi Seichel, doesn't say Lashon of Loi Seichel, so that's why we need it drashed it to tell us that's Aser Bahana. Ve'idach, the other man that will hold, which is Rabbi Yehuda, Chulun Shabbat Zara will have the Raisa. You hold that Taka, that's Aser Bahana, it's not the Raisa. The Taka won't be mid the Raisa Aser Bahana. So upon him, that's how, just to recap what we learned, is that we have a machlokes. Chizkiyah learns that by chametz, you know, isa no'af and lo yeyachel. Rabbi Avoh says, no, lo yeyachel means isa bahana. What's the raya? So he has two rayas, one for Rameh, one for Rabbi Yehuda. For Rameh, the raya is from Nevela. Then Nevela needs a special heter to give it to Gero to sell it to a guy. So it must be, everywhere else is bahana. And for Rabbi Yehuda, the raya is, it says by treifa, kev tishichun yisoy, only here is it mutter, everywhere else is bahana. So every other lo yisoychel, according to Rabbi Avoh, every time it's lo yisoychel, the Torah is bahana. Until proven otherwise. So now, next Blat Gemara is going to handle a bunch of different Isurim in the Torah. Is it Aser Bahana? Like Gera Nasha and Arla and all the different Kutazachim that says Aser Lo Yisaychel. Is it Aser Bahana or not?